Blog Talk Radio.
Iced tea, stone cold, calling on everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Hello, my name is Ice-T. Can you spare a few seconds to learn about cold water washing with Tide?
Hi, my name is Steve. Did you know washing in cold can save you $100 a year on your energy bill?
Why wouldn't you turn to cold? It helps the environment.
What? Because Stone Cold said so. Plus, Tide cleans great in cold.
This was a cold call.
Hello, this is Vanilla. Vanilla Ice.
Ice, Ice, baby.
I'm bigger.
Stop. Collaborate.
And listen.
All right, I'm listening.
We're on a mission to get everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
It saves you $100 a year on your energy bill.
If hot's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
You know his mother?
This was a cold call.
Mr. T here.
Mr. T.
This is a cold call.
Yeah, what y'all want?
Will you turn to cold washing with Tide?
Quit your jibber-jabber. Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
So Mr. T can wash his hands teas in cold.
You can save up to $100 on your energy bill.
Mr. T will turn to cold, and so will this fool.
I turn to cold.
You know, technically, you're Mr. T.
Technically, Steve.
This was a cold call.
This is Annie.
Annie Murphy. We're calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Unsubscribe.
Wait. This helps the environment.
And saves you money.
Oh, the environment. Yeah. With the trees and the shrubs. How much money?
$100 a year on your energy bill. It's like getting paid for doing nothing.
I will take that money for the environment.
This was a cold call.
Hello.
Hello, Mark Messier.
It's Messier.
Mark. Messier.
Mess-C-A.
This is a cold call.
Calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Yeah, guys, I've been doing it for years.
Really?
It saves me $100 a year on my energy bill. Plus, Tide cleans great and cold.
Tell me more.
Washing in cold helps the environment.
Hey, how would you like a job at a call center, my man?
Absolutely not.
This was a cold call.
From La Costa, Nigeria. Guys in multimedia, it's WBNN. We share the world, so baby, let's be friends. Great big thank you to Brother O. Yeah, it's time for John Monforto's very own radio show. Woo!
All right, welcome everybody. As you just heard, this is a product of WBNN. Brought to you by Ngazi Time Multimedia. For the next hour, it's the John Monforto Show from Lagos, Nigeria. To join in on this conversation, just dial 516-453-9133 and press number 1.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, 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 everybody. This is John Monforto. And for those of you who don't know me, let me introduce myself to you. I'm going to name a whole bunch of things specifically because our program deals with all these things. I am a singer, actor, multiple celebrity impersonator, comedian, voiceover artist, writer, producer, and all that just falls in line with tonight's show. So how did I get here? Well, you can thank the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. Jerry, darling, I know you're listening in. I love you, sweetie. Thank you so much. Jerry has had me multiple times on her show as a guest. And enter Brother O, the man with a plan, the big brother. Thank you, man. I love you. This is awesome. I really appreciate it. And you know what? I think I owe you an apology because in the song, I called it Ngazi, and it's Ngozi. Is that right? I think so. So we'll fix that. No worries. Once again, officially, hello, everybody. Wherever you're listening from across the globe, I've got three words for you. Let's be friends. And for me, that is a very hefty task because I'm an impersonator. And when I travel with so many friends all the time, you never know which one of them is going to surface or bust through and say something. So please, be prepared.
Okay, I'm prepared. Don't worry about nothing. I'm here. Hi, everybody. Hi, this is Melvin. And John, I was hoping maybe I could get do a commercial for myself.
Well, sure, whatever you want to do, Melvin. It's my show. Great.
Thanks. Just so you folks know, I am available for hire. I am a model. I'm a men's model, and my claim to fame is the is a Kmart catalog, page 33. You can see me there in springwear, right there. And I'm modeling for Kmart in Australia, and you do know what they call Kmart in Australia, don't you? Kmart, yeah. Okay, so thank you very much, and maybe I'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much, Melvin. I really appreciate it. Wow, it's so nice to have him here. Well, speaking of friends, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very special guest here tonight who just so happens to be a very good friend of mine. I mean, I've known Vince for years now, and I'm proud to say that we became very tight. He is an accomplished actor. He's worked in film, TV, commercials, and we actually worked together in quite a few live shows. In fact, we still do, and we'll talk about that. So Vince is also the creator of the highly successful Comedy Collective in South Jersey. He procures and puts on these big, huge comedy programs at large venues, and he's becoming very successful. In fact, he even teaches comedy. Can you imagine that? I want to be funny. Can you make me funny?
And he does that. But his big claim to fame is that he took the entire Eastern Seaboard by storm. As well, he's done this show across the nation. But once they saw how good he was, they put him in the high traffic areas. So the entire Eastern Seaboard has seen my guest as the star of the one-man show, Rob Becker's Defending the Caveman. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Mr. Vince Valentine. Yo, Vince.
Hey, John. How are you, buddy?
I am good, my friend. How are you?
Thank you so much for that gracious and flattering introduction. I hope I live up to it. I just had to expand the adjustable baseball cap I'm wearing three sizes. So thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Come on, you deserve it. You know it, man. The work that you put into all that just to get that program is amazing. And hopefully we can touch on that a little bit, you know.
Sure.
It'd be nice. So I'm just going to open up the table to you, my friend, and I want you to be aware that at any given time, we could have a caller come in who want to ask a question or something like that. So if I cut you off, you know, be kind to me. I know you will be.
Of course. Of course.
So why don't we, I'd like to tell the folks how we first met, and because I'm not sure if you were even in any kind of stage performance arena at all when we met, were you?
I was not. I actually, on a whim and a couple dares and, something I always wanted to do, you mentioned teaching a stand-up comedy class. Well, the class I teach, I actually took, okay? So I was a student in this class, and I took the class, and I went through everything, and it's an 8-week course, and the last class is a graduation showcase. So I did that, and then a friend of mine said to me, hey, there's this show that I see holding auditions called The Sopranos, and it's an interactive show, comedy parody, based on the HBO hit run by David Chase. And she said to me, you have to audition for it. She says, I never asked you for anything in my life. You must go on this audition. So I walk in, and our great director, Bill Primavera, is sitting behind the desk with our stage manager, Patrick Carmody. And I don't have a headshot. I don't have a resume. And on the form, I basically put you know, I write, perform, and produce my own stand-up comedy, which technically I did. I had only been doing this for about 6 months now. And I read the part, and Bill says, do you have access to a car? I says, yes. And, okay, we'll let you know. And next thing I know, I get the gig. I do the table read at the you guys as a cast had already been up and running. I was replacing someone. And next thing I know, I get hired. I do the table read, and he's like, okay, so you're kind of an understudy, but next week you're going to be basically, you know, Tony was the lead, but Christopher kind of ran the show. And that's where I was playing Christopher, which is Tony's nephew, if you're familiar with the show. And then you play Tony. Thank God you played Tony. And thank God, like, everybody in the cast was so welcome because you were already a self-contained unit. And here I come, you know, no experience. And I've learned so much from you and the rest of the cast, especially you. Like, you were the definitely leader of the group. You were Tony. You know, you really kind of – you've been in acting longer than most people that were there. I mean, we had some veterans like Ruth and Trudy and Joanne Tufo. But like me and Doc and some of the other gang, you know, this is our first gig, and you really like set the tone and professional. And just the, you know, I remember we used to give out programs at the end of the show, and you would always stand by at the end of the show and shake everyone's hand and tell them thank you and all. I took that under advisement. And, you know, when I travel with some of the other casts, that did the same show. We had New York cast, North Jersey, Connecticut. And I did that. Like, blew the other cast members away. I was like, yeah, well, just, you know, being gracious. But I learned so much from you, and I really appreciate our friendship. And that's how we started. We started there, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and here we are. But I really always appreciated your guidance and mentorship.
Well, that's nice, Vince. Thank you very much. And that's where you became my closest friend. You know, to the listening audience, whenever I call Vince on the phone, I always, whether I leave a message or whether I get him in person, I always start off by saying, Vincenzo, my closest friend. I love it.
And I try to do the same thing to you. We do a little dueling godfathers back and forth, which is
it's a lot of fun. So, and then after that, I guess we're doing like a chronological order of your success here as a performer. So after that, I remember the day that you actually were sitting with our director, Bill, and he said he was going to coach you on, I don't think it was the audition. I think you had already gotten the role. I'm not even sure, but in Defending the Caveman.
It was actually the audition. And, you know, I mean, this was, you know, kind of major for me. And if you're familiar with the show, it's the longest running one-person show in Broadway history. Rob Becker wrote it, performed it, and he decided to hire other actors to perform it. And at one time, there was 9 of us across the country. And, I was kind of like the East Coast guy. Did a nice long run in Philly. Did like 8 months at the Kimmel Center and like 2 months at the Prince Center and then consecutive summers at the Penn's Landing Playhouse. And I traveled. I mean, I was in Hawaii, Chicago, Missoula, Hamilton, Montana, which is a little bit north of – I've been all over the country. Kirkland, Washington, you know, can't tell you how many cities in Florida, towns and cities. But so Bill, I mentioned to Bill. Bill was like, hey, man, it's a pretty big deal. And I got the sides. For those of you that don't know, that aren't in the business, sides are like a little piece of the script. And he helped me break it down, and all the stuff that he taught me in, you know, with being my director in Sopranos. And mind you, Bill did this gratis. Bill did this on his own time. Bill did this as a friend. That's the type of person he is. And
what a great guy.
Great guy. Learned so much from him. And still am learning stuff from him. So anyways, you know, he says, all right, so learn the script, and, you know, learn the sides. I learned them, and then he taught me. We did the beat work and some of the techniques that he taught me and taught us. And so I remember he says, whatever you do, and we did this all via phone. He says, whatever you do, just give me a call before you leave to get on the train to go to New York from Philly. That's where I'm from. So I, you know, I get up in the morning, and he says, all right, so, and he goes, all right, so you got the script? I says, yeah. You got the sides in your hand? Yes, I do. Okay. He goes, all right, so you get ready to get on the train. You all packed out all your stuff? I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, now pick the script up in your hand. He goes, you got it in your hand? I'm like, yeah. He goes, now take the script and leave it on your kitchen counter and walk out the door. He goes, you know it. It's in your head. Just do the work we did. Seek the joy of your own experience, which I'll come to it. That's a little phrase he uses that he got from his acting teacher, which is now my acting teacher. But anyways, he says, go there and get the part. He goes, I don't want you looking at the script. You know the script. You've been studying it for 2 weeks. He goes, don't even hold it in your hand. Just go there, have fun, knock their socks off. He goes, just like you're Christopher and you can be in front of 300 people. All it is two people. They're rooting for you, he said. They want you to get this gig. They want you to be the best. So don't be intimidated by them like that. Don't let them, don't think you're like performing. Just, present yourself. And I did.
Right.
And I got the gig. And Todd Grove, he was Rob Becker's producer in this. And him and his wife Diana auditioned me. They were casting it. And I left the room, and after we became friends or whatever, he said, I left that room that day, and he said, finally, we found our fifth caveman, and that's how that became, and it was life changing.
That is so rare, Vince. That is so rare that you went to that audition in Manhattan, and it was your first audition, right?
It was actually my second. So Sopranos was my first. And for the show. Oh yeah, it was that. Yeah, and I yeah that for the show it was my first audition for the show.
Wow.
And then I didn't even have to do a callback. I got like a call. I got a call like in maybe I think the next day or the day after that, 2 days later. But yeah, and like I said, it was, and it goes back to just having being blessed, for lack of a better term, with nice people that were just took the time, and Bill didn't have to do that, and he was just wanting to help someone, and I never forgot that. So
yeah, but don't sell yourself short, my friend. That is a difficult show. I mean, I've seen you do it numerous times, and I got to tell you, you killed it. But getting back to that audition thing, As an actor myself, knowing what it's like, I lived in Manhattan for years. The percentages of getting a role on an audition, let alone the first audition, the percentages, like you only get 1 out of 100. And here, it's the first shot for you, and you'll walk away with it. Man, that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it was.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, and again, like as it's happening, it's almost like when people say when they're in a car accident, they don't really realize what happened. It's kind of what it was like. It was like I didn't realize what was happening while it was happening. So, you step away from it and you're like, what? So, but yeah,
we have a caller in queue right now. Why don't we take that call and let's find out who they are and where they're calling from? Hello.
Sure.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, my love?
Oh, my gosh, it's the Jersey Jewel, Vince. And you know her, I think.
Yes.
Jerry, you know.
Yes,
yeah?
Hey. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Jerry. Good. Great to hear your voice. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, baby. Good.
Good. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Yeah, I just interviewed John today, actually. It was very
excellent.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even mention that I was on the program, but go ahead.
It was awesome. I got so many messages. So, but you guys are really cool, and congratulations on your first show, and I'm just so excited that you've come along, and now you're part of our O&E family. So WBN, our new call letters, right? Say our new call letters so I don't mess it up. WBBN?
No, WBNN.
WBNN. So
yes.
There you are.
Yep.
There you go.
Listen,
beautiful.
It's in the song in the beginning, WBNN, baby, so let's share the world and let's be friends.
Yeah, I loved your song. Yes. Very cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take your other callers. I'm going to be listening. And
thanks,
love
sweetie.
You guys.
Thank you, Jer.
Love you, too. Thanks for calling in, darling. All right, V. So you get the show. You're all over the country. I mean, basically, you even went overseas, didn't you, with this thing?
No, I did. I did go to Hawaii. That's the farthest I've ever been.
Okay.
They were talking about doing it briefly. Came by because Rob Becker sold the show to Theater Mogul, which is based out of Iceland, and they're an international company. And they produced the show. You know, all it's been translated in over 50 languages. And they were talking about sending me to Italy to do it at an English language theater, but that never came to pass, which I had my passport all ready to go. But,
I've been
as far as I've been is Hawaii. Chris Sullivan, who actually is Toby on This Is Us, was the first caveman ever hired. And,
really?
Again, yes. And he got nominated for Emmy, and he's done commercial work and, you know, he's been in movies and TV shows, and what a great guy. And he was, again, so welcoming when I first joined. I was learning the script and doing, rehearsing, and, I went down to D.C. and met him after a show he did, and he was great in it, and just welcoming and, hey, man, it's a tough script. It's a bear to get through once you learn it. And he was – the reason I brought his name up also is he went to Alaska. We used to do the show in Alaska, and he went to Alaska a couple times up there. Yeah, so like I said, I've been blessed. I got paid to see the country. I've met so many great friends. I mean, my stage manager, Tech, out in Sacramento. I was out in Sacramento for like 10-week run one time, and met this gentleman named Patrick Parkins, and me and him, when you meet someone that's like kismet, you're like, you got so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out. We still stay friends. We, thank God for social media and just sending someone a text message. Hey, man, how you been? Just music and TV and movies and worldview, had the same worldview. Just so many nice people. And Asia Jones she was my publicist of Pittsburgh. Just great people. They opened up my world. It was really a great thing that happened.
Speaking of great people, I'm talking to a great guy right now because I got to tell you, this industry is full of a lot of quirky things and quirky people. And I believe that longevity in not just this business, but any business, longevity goes hand in hand with humility. And you're a pretty humble guy. I mean, you got a lot of talent on your plate. You wear a lot of different hats, and you're still down to earth. You're still a great guy. There's not a lot of people that can say they've done what you have done in a short period of time you've done it. And I got to give you kudos, man. It's hard to be that way. Unless it's already inherent in your nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I had, thanks to my parents and my family, I've had an excellent upbringing. And if I ever got out of line, my friends, I think, would take me behind the dumpster at the bar we hang out in and Dominic's and Belmar and beat the crap out of me. Like, there's no
– I hear you.
Yeah, there's no – and my mom would punish me, so I couldn't go on any gigs if I got out of hand. But I'm thankful that I had the nurture and the nature of that. And, my friends keep me humble. They're all, I approach it as a job, I'm blessed to do it. And friends of mine, they get up, and my one buddy delivers bread at 4 o'clock in the morning, I honor that, I respect that. And, I'm just lucky to do something that I love to do, get paid for it.
So before we talk about some of your TV commercials and some of the movies he's done, I know you've done some independent film. We have caller number 2 in queue right now. So let's find out who they are and where they're calling from. Hello, caller.
Hey, my good friend, John Monforto. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Ava Holly, I'm fine. How are you, dear?
Good. And I heard my amazing friend, Jerry Petito, and your amazing guest, Vince Valentine. How are you guys?
Hello. How are you?
I'm
fine.
Great.
Thank you.
Good to hear you guys. I was listening about the audition process. Boy, do I remember those days.
Yeah, how about it?
But, yeah.
do you believe that, that you know, that's almost like a dream audition, the way that happened for Vince. But kudos, man. That's just an amazing story. I love hearing it.
Well, that's amazing. I just wanted to call and support your first show. Enjoy your guest. I'm listening along with the others. And, you know, welcome to the dynasty. And we will talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Ava. So good to hear from you, darling.
Thank you, Ava.
Same here. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Sure.
Right. Good night. Tell the folks some of the TV ads that you've done, Z.
Oh, okay. So based out of Philly, I did a Dunkin' Donuts commercial for the Eagles. They were running a promotion that if the Eagles won that Sunday, they would give away free coffee or something. So I think it was free coffee. You had to have a ticket or almost was. I think it was just free coffee. Everybody got free coffee or whatever it was, small coffee. And I remember we shot it at the stadium during a preseason game. And, you know, the line was, if the Eagles win, you win. And, you know, after everybody's doing it, I kind of asked the director, I'm like, do you want a real South Philly guy to say this? And he's like, absolutely. And I said, when the Eagles win, yous win. And he went bananas. And it wound up getting used in that. And I'm actually in a commercial campaign right now for Camelback Resorts. And the premise was there's a family there, and I represent their old vacation. You know, that's the name of my character. And the family used to go to Vegas, or they used to go to Florida, or they used to go here, and I'm representing them, the personification of their old vacation. And I'm like the jilted, you know, spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. And I'm following them around, and I'm like, you know, stalking them, being very, condescending about how, I can't believe this. And it turns out to be, you know, it's Camelback. It's all this, they're having such a great time without me, and I'm jilted. And it's the Camelback. It's Camelback Old Vacation. If you go on YouTube, it's running. And it's a couple of, running on like Hulu. A couple of my friends seen it pop up there. And then, anyways, yeah. And then we're shooting another segment that we did all the summer stuff. So now we're shooting all the winter stuff because they have snow. So be up there, you know, with the people snowboarding and all. So that's been really fun. And,
awesome. What, you snowboard?
No, I can ski a little bit, but I'm hoping they just like, I told them I'd be up for anything, that, you know, within reason. I don't want to, you know, go down a Black Diamond Hill, but. I got the storyboards the other day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's funny because you made me think of something else when you say, you know, you kind of do anything within reason. I'll make it brief. I had to be a plant at a competition, a Rocky impersonator competition in Manhattan, believe it or not, at a bar. Uh-huh. And I was kind of, you know, I was going to win anyway, but they said, no, we don't want you to win. We want you to be there. We're going to bring the TV cameras. We want to show you. They made me drink a big glass of raw eggs, and I didn't
even know
how to do it.
Oh,
it was unbelievable. You know what? Speaking of Rocky, I think I see him coming around the corner. Brother O, do you see Rocky coming? I think he's here. Whoa. Could that be?
Oh,
Yo, I'm glad I'm here. But you know what? Before I do anything, I know that let me talk, Rock, all right? This is my show. Hold on. Before we bring Rocky on with the Rocky Horoscope, folks, we have caller three in queue right now. Caller three, are you there?
Hi. Peace and blessings, John, and peace and blessings to Vince, your guest.
Yes. Who am I speaking to, darling? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Sister Bessie the Truther from Philadelphia.
Hello, sister. So nice of you to call in. Thank you.
Hi, I'm your fellow host. I'm enjoying your show. I'd like to ask you a question. How many people can you impersonate?
I can do between impersonations themselves and voices, I can do in the area of about 30. If I add some animated, like cartoon voices, I can do a little bit more. But
yeah.
I usually keep it around 30, yeah.
Oh, okay. What is your favorite person of color that you do?
Let me think here for just 1 minute. From Showboat, I portray the role that George Robeson played in the movie Showboat. Oh, my gosh, what was his name? Old Joe. I believe his name was Old Joe.
Yes.
He sang Old Man River.
Oh, yes. I love that.
I remember that.
Yes, I
do that in my one-man show. Yeah, I actually closed my one-man show with Old Man River as Old Joe.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember that. And I want to welcome you to the family. I'm a fellow host. My show is The Front Porch, and
mm-hmm.
I'm on March the 4th.
On March 4th.
Yes. And keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great. For your first day, it's wonderful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the call and the inspiration. You're a sweetie. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
peace and blessings to you. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
you as well.
Anyway, Rocky's bag, and he's got something called the Rocky Horoscope. He wants to give everybody who has their birthday on February 25th, it's tomorrow. He wants to give these guys a little bit of, inspiration, tell you what to expect. First of all, you know, the famous people that were born on February 25, like Jim Backus and Ric Flair and George Harrison and Carrot Top. You know Carrot Top? He works out a little bit. Oh, and on this day, Vince, that year, February 25th, 1964, Cassius Clay was victorious against Sonny Liston. Yo. He lost in the seventh round, huh? So, if you're on the 25th, you are most compatible with people born at the same Kodiak sign there. Piscus, I think it is. Is that how you say it, Vince? Piscus?
Yeah, I think it's called Pisces.
Oh, Pisces. That right. And if you're not compatible with people who are born under the Kodiak sign of Virgo, your lucky numbers are going to be 7 and 9. Your lucky color is indigo turquoise. And your lucky days for February 25th birthday are Thursday and Monday. And the best gift that you can get for somebody born on February 25th, if you are a woman, you buy them an aromatherapy gift basket. And if you're a man, you can buy them some scuba diving stuff, right? So that's it for the February 25th. Well, hold on there, Rock. Hold on. Can you do kind of like an off-the-cuff, interpretation for anybody? Yeah, I can try to do that. Vinny, when's your birthday?
Okay, so my last name's Valentine. And my birthday is February 14th. It was a couple Mondays ago.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Kid you not. It's not a stage name. The name wasn't changed. I literally was born on Valentine's Day, and my last name's Valentine.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of crazy.
How many drinks do you win on that one? My goodness, that's amazing, dude.
I have people from grade school. I'm very gracious about it, and it's very thoughtful. But I literally have people that I went to first grade with, like me, send me, you know, social media messages, and it's kind of crazy. It's memorable, and
yeah, it is.
Back to Caveman. Caveman used to promo. Oh my God, when we were, you know, when we were doing the show more often.
Mm-hmm.
If I was doing my show on my I always did the show either on or around my birthday, and they used to, the press used to eat it up, and it was crazy. You know, when we do TV or radio, they used to eat that up. Like, oh, we have Valentine. Yeah, it was really fun. I was somewhere.
Before I leave, Vinny, I want to give you your horoscope. All right, you ready?
Okay, Rock, go right ahead.
All
Rock.
Right. You know, the famous people that were born on February 14th, like Hugh Downs and Gregory and Cupid. Cupid was born on that day, too. And your ruling planet is Uranus, but I ain't going to go there. And there's a symbol for your birthday, and that is like the water chestnut, or water something, because you're not a Pisces, you are Aquarius, right?
That's correct. The water bearer. Whoa. Bringing water.
All right. Yeah, you are most compatible with people born under the sign of Libra, and you are not compatible with people like me, Cancer, as me. But I don't believe that because, you know, John says you're a great guy. Your lucky numbers are 5 and 7, which add up to 12. Your lucky colors are blue and green. Mine are black and blue. And the lucky days for your birthday are Saturday and Wednesday. And the best gift you can get for somebody on the 14th for the man, and you can tell me if this is true or not, is a book on economics. And for the woman, it's a colorful scarf. And there you have it. I'll see you guys later. Thanks, Rock. Thanks for stopping. Is that true?
Hey, man? Rock. Thanks. Good. Thanks for the horoscope, Rock.
Is that true? The book on economics would be the best gift for you?
A book? Yeah, well, I just read not too long ago Adam Smith. I just read Adam Smith, and his book on economics written, you know, during the 1700s. But I like books. I love to read. I don't know economics though, man. Numbers, I'm not good.
You're starting to scare me there.
Okay.
All right, we have another caller. We got call number 4 and 2 next. So, caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kevin Lang. Shut up, old man. Don't give this sucker no statue. You're getting out. You're trying to get out. I want my rematch back. How about that? I shook up the world.
Hey, there ain't gonna be no rematch. Really? How you doing, Claude?
What's going on?
Not a whole hell of a lot, man. I hope you grew some more hair.
Hey, look, you won one, and I won the first one, you won the second one, so we got to get it on again.
All right, look here, Magic Man. I know it's you, all right? I don't want to call, this is my first show. Don't give me a hard time, all right?
Man, look. Hey, on the real, John, as a traveling man,
yeah.
I heard a lot of people do impersonations, man, but I got to give it up to you. You're one of the best heard, especially on the radio, man. I've seen some of your videos, and the good thing about it, I don't comprehend it because I'm not an actor like that. But what amazed me, and special honors to your special guest right there, too, because y'all do something, honestly, I'm not able to do. It's like when y'all take on a role, y'all actually take on the personification of the role that y'all playing. Sometimes y'all emotions, demeanor, and everything change. I really find that amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
And,
thank you, Clubber Lang.
Above all else, Clubber, it's fun. It's just fun. It really is. I have a ball.
Wait a minute, Rock. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Hoodie, you're not going to get a rematch. This is Mickey. You're not getting a rematch. You're a bum, and you shouldn't even be here. I tell you, no rematch. Rock, you're going to retire. That's it. I'm telling you, I'm an old man. I have a heart, bad heart. Hey, Rock, you listen to me, Rocky.
Hey, come on, Mick. Don't yell like that.
You, Cumberland, you might be an Anna Wydell winner. You might be a Hall of Famer, but you're a bum. And I know your brother Franklin, and I beat Bartholomew Johnson back in 1949. You bum.
You don't talk about my grandpappy.
I pity the fool that has to listen to this, Mick. Come on, will you? Wait, that's your line.
Hey, man, on the real, I am really having fun just listening, and honestly, I stand in amazement. Just you know, the ability, the divine gift that you have, man, on the real. Keep doing what you're doing.
You.
Welcome to the greatest network of our time and era, okay? It's an honor for you to be here, man, and keep raising the bar, okay?
Yes, it is an honor. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in, my friend.
Thanks for the kind words.
You're welcome.
Stay safe.
And to Clover's point there, if you hear John, seeing him live impersonating people is even more amazing. I mean, John, I work with you many times, and the radio isn't doing you justice. You got to see John live. I mean, Elvis, Sinatra, it's really a treat every time we work together. It really is.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. We have caller 5 in queue next. Caller 5, who are we speaking to? Where are you from?
Well, before we bring on the caller, hi, John Montfortto. You know me very, very well from the Battle of the Network Stars. It's Olette Cassell. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I am fine. How are you?
I also love the pontification of Norm Rocky Balboa, the Italian stallion, going to that school at Abraham Lincoln in Northeast Philadelphia. May be prayed to. Vincent Valentine, the Cupid himself, how are you tonight before we bring on the caller right here at the one and only Dynasty? How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Mr. Cosell. I miss you on Monday Night Football.
You know what? Don Murderfuss the Bum also. No, you know, he was Dandy Don. And, of course, Al Michaels, he is like a ghost of his old self. He's only 82. I can't believe he's still doing it. He must need a check. But I will leave my man, John Montfortto, tonight. And now back to John Montfortto on these WBNN stations. We have a caller, and I hope you're not truculent. Caller, you're on the line.
Hi, John.
Thanks,
this
Howard.
Hello,
hi,
I'm sorry. I missed your name. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling from Philadelphia. I'm a new host here, and I just wanted to call in and support your show.
Well, that's so sweet. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm enjoying your show. You're both very good storytellers, and your impersonation of Rocky was fantastic.
You know what? You don't make me feel funny. Come on.
Thank you very much.
What part of Philly are you in? What part of Philly do you live in?
I'm in Mount Airy.
Mount Airy. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Philly. My gosh, I haven't been in Philadelphia I go to the airport, but actually – I haven't been in Philly for a long time now. Just to think about it. You know, I'll be there tomorrow night. I have an Elvis show tomorrow night in Philly, in the Frankfurt section.
Okay.
That's right over the bridge, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when is your show?
My show is tomorrow. My show is called Breaking the Silence. And I'll be on tomorrow night at 9:30 on WBNN. Welcome to the family,
excellent.
By the way.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I don't know that, let's see, 9:30, I probably won't be back, but kudos to you, and break a leg tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
So, V.
Yes.
Here's what I have. You know, we're talking a lot about entertainment and things we've done and big things and little things. I'd like to just touch a little bit on this interactive dinner theater, simply because interactive dinner theater is, it's not, you know, major production, and it's not a tiny little thing that you can kick to the curb. You know, interactive dinner theater is a great opportunity for people who, you know, are out cutting their lawn on a Saturday night who have a good singing voice to get out there and maybe, you know, do something in the community, just, or maybe build themselves up a little bit. And it's also not that far out of reach for, you know, a seasoned person to just get out and make a few extra dollars. And I always thought that interactive dinner theater, because I kind of lived in that. I lived in it for a long, long time. When I was doing shows way back, when I first got out of high school, I was doing dinner theater. And I think the reason it stayed around for so long and is because the actual format of it, it's an entire evening of entertainment. It includes cocktails and dinner. You can be a part of it or not be a part of it. It's affordable, and it's sure as hell fun. What's your take on that?
I agree, John. And, you know, I was very, like I spoke before, I was very blessed to be surrounded by, you know, great castmates and talent, so much talented people. But I'm actually working with Trisha Gazi and Deb Toscano. They are they are the singers with Joe Conklin's and the City Rhythm Orchestra show that I'm producing and directing. And me and Trish and Deb were sitting a little while ago, and we had a discussion about the training that we got in this, and it just makes you fearless. It's like you never know what's going to get thrown at you, and because it's live, you know, it's a live show, and because it's interactive, so you don't. The training that you get where you're doing a scripted show and when something happens, people will be like, you know, well, how come you didn't, like, you know, freeze up? Because you can't when you're doing, you know, an interactive dinner theater show. And, you know, it's almost like a, you know, people think it's like a punchline. You know, anybody that's getting paid at any level in show business, I think, deserves respect. And to think that, you know, that moniker that New York Dinner, that the dinner theater has, you know, whether you're playing in, you know, New York or Philly or San Francisco or wherever, you know, you're getting paid to entertain people. It's the training that it gives you is gave me is just priceless. Not only the improv, but the way to deal with people. You know, you're talking a vast array of audience members, and you're interacting with them. You know, one-on-one, you're not only breaking the fourth wall, sometimes you're sitting next to them at their table. And that really is, you know, people say, how can you walk into a room and just, like, not know anybody and just kind of, like, you know, not be on, but, you know, just kind of fit in and make conversation? It's because of dinner theater, I think. It really, really helped me.
Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, V, when you said improvisation. I mean, you really have to have a good feel and a good background for improvisation to be able to do this interactive dinner theater kind of stuff. And you know what? We have caller six in queue. Hello, caller six. Where are you calling from? Who are we speaking to?
Hola, Papi. How are you tonight? This is Princess, the Colombian sexy princess. How are you guys tonight?
I'm standing. How are you?
Oh, I am just fine. I'm just fine and dandy, and I am really enjoying your show tonight. And, you know, it's just such amazing that you guys can impersonate the way you do. I'm just so impressed. And I'm an entertainer as well. I'm a vocalist and a dancer, and I did theater, and I did do cruises, and I used to be in a group on the cruise, and using my sultry sounds of my voice, and I really enjoyed the entertainment, and I love entertainers and entertainment, and yeah, so yeah, But anyway, I'd like to now let you guys speak to someone else who wants to talk to you, okay?
Well,
thank you so much.
Hey, guys.
Hold on right there. Don't go away.
How are you? Okay. I'm still here.
Wait. This is Jimmy Stewart.
All right. Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing, John? And hello, Vincent Valentine. This is Chinchilla Demetria. Chinchilla J, everybody. I'm enjoying the show tonight. And your first show, your intern show, and you're doing an awesome job with an awesome guest. And I just want to call in. And just let you guys know, I was listening tonight, and keep up the good work, John.
Thank you so much, darling. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for the kind words. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night. So, V.
Yes.
You know, before we don't have a lot of time left. We've got about 9 minutes left. But before we do that, I want you to tell people if you have any new venture. I think you mentioned a couple of the new things you have on the horizon. If you're performing anywhere, and most importantly, how can people get a hold of you if they want to hire you for your services?
Okay, we just launched our website, vvcomedy.com. You got a fundraiser, you got a group, you want to do a stand-up comedy show. We do it everything, soup to nuts. All you got to do is put people in the seats. We take care of everything, the sound, the lights, the stage, the comedians. Not only do we book comedians, we book the comedians to your demographic. If you have a church group, synagogue, it's a little different. If you're running a volunteer fire hall company, if you got a little league team, whatever it is, you tell us your demographic, and we bring the comedians that fit that demographic. We also do stuff corporately. You need a corporate clean comic? You ain't got to worry. Your HR person can sleep very soundly knowing that we're on the job. So it's vvcomedy.com. And, if you have any comedy needs, actually any entertainment needs whatsoever, but that's our forte is producing stand-up comedy shows.
That's great. vvcomedy.com, everybody. Don't forget, this guy, he gets nationally recognized comedians for your event to suit your need perfectly. Vince, thank you so much, my man, for being with us. We got to get together for breakfast or something soon.
Absolutely. You let me know when, John. You let me know. And I was really honored to be a part of your inaugural kickoff here, your first show. I wish you all the luck in the world, my friend. And I know you're successful with anything you do.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, John.
Be safe, V, and I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, buddy.
All right, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been great sharing this first night with you here tonight. And I'd like to take the opportunity to maybe make a difference and share a few words with our listeners. You know, I opened up the show with three words. I said, let's be friends. And I mean that. And I'm not talking about, you know, getting together, going out to a movie or anything, although that would be nice. It could lead to that. Who knows what relationship grows from anything. But what I'm talking about is that little extra effort just to take a tiny little step and recognize another person's presence or just say hello when you cross a stranger's path. You know, you get into an elevator with a group of people, and I've seen it millions of times. People just kind of back up, and they put their head down, or they look at the numbers, and they wait to get off, and they don't say a word to each other. You know, that's kind of odd to me. When someone, you know, drops something, and pick it up for them, or if somebody needs help carrying a heavy bag crossing the street, help them. That doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt a bit. And you find that it actually feels good. You will never, ever know. And I was talking about this on Jerry's show this afternoon. You will never know the impact that your words or actions may have on someone that you're helping or that you just said hello to. They could be having the worst day of their life, and you can be the person that brightens that day with a simple, hi, how you doing? And hopefully that will develop into a pattern in your makeup where your positive actions toward others will actually become inherent to your nature. And you won't even have to think about whether you should do it or you shouldn't do it. You just do it. And the best part is that it will definitely come back to you when you least expect it. And you're not expecting anything out of it. That's the great thing. You're just doing it because you want to and it feels good. You know, we all definitely matter, all of us. And we can all make a teeny tiny little difference in the quality of our lives here together on this big blue ball. So let's all be friends, huh? I think I've made, well, I hope I've made a lot of friends here tonight. And you know what? If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, johnmonforto.com. There are videos and songs and pictures. You can see my calendar, find out where I'm performing. Give me a call, send me a text, whatever it is. I'll be there. Okay, so that's all I have to say about that. And I want to tell you who I'm going to have on next month. If you thought tonight's guest was good, if you like oldies or doo-wop, next month my special guest is going to be Billy and the Essentials, actually Billy Carlucci from Billy and the Essentials. And also from Danny and the Juniors, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss this show. I think it's, you know what? I'm not even sure of the date. I think it's the 24th, Thursday, March 24th, the fabulous Billy Carlucci. So now it's time for me to say goodnight, ladies and gentlemen. Brother O, can you play that song? Good night.
Wait a minute. No, it's not your time yet. It's Ivan Drago.
It's not my time yet.
I want to talk to Vibora. It's Ivan Drago.
Hey, Rocky. Right. You want it? Hey, yo, how you doing there, Drago? What's up?
Oh, you know, I beat you. And you came to Russia and you tried to disseminate me. I want to fight you, Balboa. I want to fight you now. You know, we back in Ruski, we now in Ukraine, we show a mighty power. You are a fraud. And I am from Russia. And I am going to defeat you, Rocky Balboa.
You know what? You say what you want to say. That's great. You know, I don't care because all I know is at the end of the movie, I was still standing, you know? That's all I got to say to you. Huh? You just like to start trouble, right? Because you think Russia means trouble? Forget about it, right? Why can't we just be friends like you were saying?
No, I'm going to give it back to a bald-headed man, you know, little black man. He runs the network. He named it Ngozi. We will meet again on one of your shows. I'm going to defeat you, beat you, humiliate you, everything you. I'm going to you, okay?
Oh, my God. John, this is a weird show.
Is that Ivan Drago? What's going on here, man? It's getting more weird.
Well, first of all, guys.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough, Brother O, for having me here tonight. I had a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Again. Listen, man, we had a chance to really have fun. And what I love about, you know, what we do on a constant basis, it's amazing that you bring the best out of me in impersonations, too. And, you know, let's all be friends. That's wonderful, and I love what you did with that. Now, I have to give a public service announcement, and then I'm going to bring you back on for, you know, final thoughts and, of course, your last 2 minutes of the program. Folks, it's really sad tonight that I had to bring this up. There's a public service announcement here at WBNN. And I want to thank the wonderful Angela Thomas Smith for pointing this out tonight. There's a young lady that is in South Carolina right now that is missing. And it's sad. And the Anson County Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing 29-year-old female. Her name is Alexis Ware. She was last seen in Anson, South Carolina on Highway 29 North on January 30th, 2022. The county sheriff's office said that Ms. Ware was last seen driving a red Honda on Highway 29 North. Ware's family said that she met up with her children's father in the evening of January 30th to drop her kids off with him. And they said two left, but Ware sped off. The vehicle was found later on February 2nd in McCormick County, South Carolina. Anyone with information about, you know, this investigation is asked to contact the Anderson County Sheriff's Department at 864-260-4405. And the case number is hashtag 2022-01369. It's very important, guys. Let's find this young lady. It's sad. This is a sad situation, man. This is from the offices of WBNN, Roslyn, Pennsylvania, tonight. And WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at Ola Deli Malewa Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or one to our wonderful program tonight, oledeli.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, O.M. Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all our listeners at Armed Force Radio Network. Join us and in for tomorrow's program, of course, Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman, at WBNN, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also, you can hear us at www.blogtalkradio.com, and let us enjoy each other. And I love what John Monfredo said tonight. Let's all be friends. That's definitely a wonderful catchphrase here on this wonderful network. And tomorrow night, I'll be dedicating my first track. I'm going to be on the Wheels of Steel tomorrow night, guys. I'm talking about heavy analog Wheels of Steel. And Mo Garman, I cannot wait to party. Let's end our program tonight with an outstanding young man. And I'm so happy that, you know, he has counted out robbery to join us tonight. And I know for a fact that he's waiting for his phone call. So I'm going to get off this line right now and say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Take care, guys.